We're going to Gaza next. At least three people are reported killed in Gaza City, another six in Al-Masawi in the south by Israeli attacks. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, set up by Israel and the US, has extended its closure for a second day after hundreds of Palestinians were killed and wounded seeking aid at its distribution points. And the US has vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, the only country to do so. This morning, Israel's Prime Minister says the bodies of two more hostages aged in their 70s have been recovered from Gaza. Fida Al-Arraj is gender advisor with Oxfam's global humanitarian team and joins us now from Gaza. Fida, good morning. Thank you for taking our call today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Whereabouts are you, and can you tell us what conditions are like where you are?
I am in Gaza City itself, and the conditions, like, again, it's the backdrop you just described, the everyday life of people. The conditions are very dire. There's constant bombardments, constant strikes targeting everywhere. Of course, starvation prevails. Everyone is hungry. It's very, very difficult to get food, just the very basics, and in very short supply. So, yeah, you'd be lucky to have a one full meal a day, if you are lucky, as I said. Access to services, basic services like education or hospitals or any kind of medical services is almost non-existent. Movement, transportation is really, really difficult because there is no fuel getting into Gaza. And the state of the roads is incredibly difficult because of all of the rubble, all of the bulldozing that happened. Rebels are everywhere, everywhere. Yani, you cannot walk in one street in Gaza without seeing piles and piles of rebels, piles and piles of garbage, because movement and management of solid waste is also impossible because of the lack of a fuel, lack of vehicles, lack of safety to work on that in the field. Yeah, no, this is a small portion of how it looks like around me.
You're a long way from the aid distribution points, which are closed again today. What aid is there close to you?
None, to be honest. Since the break of the ceasefire back in March and the tight closure, the complete closure of every crossing into Gaza, there has not been any aid coming in. And for everyone, for all the citizens, for us, there's no aid distribution points. And now this new American mechanism for aid distribution, it's reduced to only 4 points, really far away. It's in the south, and not only in the south of Gaza Strip. It's mostly in Rafah area, which is completely dominated by military existence. It takes hours, and of course, to get there, and of course, it's not safe. We've seen so many people targeted and killed at those distribution points, and it's nowhere near enough. It's like a drop in the ocean of the needs, even if it's working fine, even if it's accessible, even if it's not a death trap. The aid that gets into them or through them is really, really small compared to the need. So around me in Gaza City, there is no aid point, or there's no accessibility to aid, or even commodities. Like, the markets are completely depleted. There's no such thing as a market to buy something, to get some vegetables. It's really, really difficult. And I say vegetables because it's the only thing available. It's really difficult to get any kind of support.
How are you and your own family managing?
We barely managed, to be honest. There is the issue of cash liquidity. So the what stands for a market right now. It's just a market of very few things that like edible things, and you have to buy in cash. Cash liquidity has been not allowed into Gaza since October 7th, so it's very, very difficult to get it. So it's just how we manage. We get up in the morning, start thinking, what is it that we're gonna eat today? What's the one meal? And start like going around, literally going around the streets, the markets, trying to find something that you can buy, trying to secure some cash that you can buy it with, and then try to get some wood for the fire. Of course, there's no cooking fuel whatsoever for months right now. So also this is another aspect. And then, yeah, it's really difficult to manage. Like once I managed to put together a meal, and a meal is a figure of a speech, of course, because a meal is just one big dish of something, like one dish of rice, one pot of whatever, lentil soup, some bread that I managed to make, and that's it. This is what we call a meal. So once I managed to put such a meal in on the table, I feel relieved for the day, just for the day, and they start thinking of the next day immediately. So yeah, it's hardly managing at all.
Fida, thank you very much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it. It's Fida Al-Arraj. She's gender advisor with Oxfam's global humanitarian team, speaking to us from Gaza City this morning. It's just coming up to 8:33.